Is the Biden administration really weighing the possibility of declaring a public health emergency on abortion? Well, Xavier Becerra said Monday it's a possibility. There are discussions on a wide range of measures that we can take to try to protect the people's rights, Becerra reportedly told Axios. There are certain criteria that you look for to be able to declare a public health emergency. That's typically done by scientists and those that are professionals in those fields who will tell us whether we're in a state of emergency. And based on that, I have the ability to make a declaration. Wow. Joining me, Malcolm Collins, author of The Pragmatist's Guide to Crafting a Religion. Malcolm, good to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here today, a very, very apt way to start the segment.
Yeah, so how in the world would you declare a public health emergency over abortion? I don't understand how that could possibly be construed as a public health emergency. Please help me.
Well, I can't speak on this, but I mean, clearly it's in their political agenda to do this. So they will use the tools at their disposal to see their political will exercised.
So what do you make of it, though? I mean, it doesn't pass the stink test, obviously. I don't think most Americans would think it passes the stink test. And what would come along with a public health emergency on abortion? What kind of strings are attached to such a measure?
Well, that is definitely not... It is adjacent to my area of expertise, and it is something that is definitely worth talking about these days, which is falling birth rates right now. And it's something that so few people are talking about, or when they do talk about it, they politicize it towards their, you know, just like this issue, politicize towards their angle of things, that the forest is missed for the trees. If you look right now, so when people often hear birth rates are falling, they're like, oh, well, you mean birth rates are falling for white people? And it's like, no, actually, 3 years ago, all the fertility rate of all Central, South America and the Caribbean fell below replacement rate. So when people are like, we can fix the U.S.'s falling birth rates with immigrants, it's like, from where? In fact, if you look at developed countries in the world right now, the average fertility rate is only 1.5. What we need to maintain our population is 2.1. And this can cause a population to crash really quickly. When I first started caring about this issue, I was working in Korea doing investments. And so I had to project where the country was going to be in 50, 60 years. And at their current fertility rate, which is 0.7 or 0.8, that means for every 100 Koreans, there will be either 4.3 or 6.4 great-grandchildren. So in many places, we're looking at something like a 95% population collapse over the next century. And it's just not in the agenda of the progressives to talk about this. So the only places that we're hearing about, like, birth rates are an issue are from people like, you know, Elon Musk, who's like, look at the numbers.
So, I mean, how important is it that we keep an eye on this? I mean, We hear those people on the left, Malcolm, yep, keep telling us that too many people destroy the planet. We eat meat, we grow crops, we build houses, we drive cars, and so on and so on and so forth. So they would probably be really happy that birth rates are falling, but you say it's a bad thing.
Well, so there's two things. We'll talk about the economics, but let's set the economics aside for a second and just talk about the people on the left and how absolutely screwed they are. So they don't look at the, but if you look at the science, if you look at science on heritability, anyone with kids knows that aspects of our sociological profile are passed down to our children, you know, personality traits to some extent. Well, one of those traits, and this has been very well studied, it's called the field of genopolitics, if you want to look it up, is the way people vote. And it turns out that something between 60 and 70% of the way a person votes, and you can find this by looking at identical twins who are raised by separate parents and contrasting them with fraternal twins raised by separate parents. So 60 to 70% is genetic. Progressives are basically deleting themselves from the gene pool. We did a study recently, and it looks like the average U.S. progressive fertility rate is around 0.6. So that means for every 100 progressives today, there will be around 2 great-grandchildren. So that is not great.
So let me get this straight. They're gonna depopulate themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And interesting.
Can it happen faster?
Genetic variation.
Can we speed that up? Can we speed that up a little bit? I'd like that on a faster timeline, please. Anyhow, go ahead.
Well, actually, really what's terrible is it makes it more progressive within a generation, but more conservative between generations. And the reason their agenda is making things more progressive within a generation is because single women and single men vote more progressively. So when they keep people from forming families, they ensure that they vote more progressively until they die. But because they're not having kids, you know, between generations, you don't see this, which is very interesting. But then the why is this a bad thing even for the conservatives? Well, it's a bad thing because, unfortunately, and I think most people are aware of this to some extent, our entire economy is kind of a pyramid scheme that requires the next generation being bigger than the last. I mean, that's the way Social Security works, but it's not just the way Social Security works. We, for a long time, have lived in a world in which the economy was always growing. But the reason why the economy was always growing was because the number of workers was growing exponentially and the productivity per worker was growing linearly. Now, we are about to see the number of workers begin to shrink exponentially. And that's because that's the way population works. It always either grows.
And that'll be the death of Social Security, among other things, Malcolm. That's exactly true.
But it's not just Social Security. We have unfortunately taken debt, in business it would be called leveraged, almost every aspect of our economy. We've leveraged our cities, we've leveraged our towns.
We've leveraged everything, Malcolm.
So suppose I'm making a $10 investment, right?
Well, I've got to leave it there, Malcolm. We're going to hit a wall here. But I think we should continue to talk about this. In fact, we'll have Malcolm on the Steve Risch Show Weekend Edition in a much more expanded version, so don't miss any of that. Malcolm, thank you for being here.
Wonderful to be here.
There you have it. Malcolm Collins, everybody. Depopulating. Bad for the economy. I would think it would be better. I would think that I could buy a house on the lake for cheaper, but hey, just me. Anyhow, Jason Hayes still to come.